Okay, good. Okay, good evening, everybody. Not much sheet tonight. Parashas Chayisar, this week's Sedra is dealing in the most part with the finding of a suitable spouse, Yitzhak Avinu, and that whole story, which the Torah goes into great detail about. But at the very end, when Rivka is brought back to meet the Yitzhak, the Pasuk says towards the end of the Parak of Dalad, Pasuk Samach Gimel, the long Parak, Pasuk Samach Gimel, Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Vasado Lifnos Orev, Vayot Vayisana Vayarvin Egmalim Boim. Yitzhak went out to, I don't understand what that word means, Lasuach exactly. There's a little translation, but to go out and have some kind of conversation or do something out in the field towards evening, right, towards the evening, and he saw the camels were coming, and that's the caravan of which Rivka was a part, and the rest is history. What does it mean, Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Vasado? That's the Rashi comments on Pasuk Samach Gimel. That Losuach is a language of Tfilo. Losuach is Loshon Tfilo. Kamo Yishboch Sicho. Okay, Sicho means conversation. I mean, Tfilo Rashi says Loshon Tfilo. So we know this is a Gemara in Brachas, the famous Gemara. The Gemara discusses the origin of our Tfilo. And the Gemara says, according to one opinion, the Tfilo is instituted by the Chekhov Sagadola. The other opinions are instituted by the Avos. And it says, regarding Mincha, this is Chav Amud Beis in Brachas. Yitzchak Pike Mincha. Yitzchak is the one who instituted Tzulas Mincha. Shenema Al Pasuk. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Pasuk Lefnos Orev. Lefnos Orev means in the afternoon, towards the evening. That's how that's all about Mincha. And he went out to Lasuach to converse and so on in the field. Ein Sicha. The word Sicha always means Tzulah. Can mean Tzulah. Ein Sicha Lasuach. Shenema Tzulah Ani Kiyato. Lefnei Hashem Yishboch Sicho. So it's Tzulah Ani and Yishboch Sicho. So Siach is Tzulah. That's another Yitzchak instituted Tzulah and it was Lisbos Arev. So that's what Gemara says regarding the origin of Tzulah Mincha, according to at least one opinion in the Talmud. On the previous, yes, it does. And that's exactly what I want to talk about now. That's exactly what I want to talk about now. Okay, how late can you daven Mincha? The Mishnah, that was Chav Vav Mevayis. The Mishnah of Chav Vav Mevayis.
Just
1 minute? Yeah. The Mishnah Chav Vav Mod Aleph, that's the Mishnah on which this Gemara is talking, that's the beginning of Tzulas HaShachar, says, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. According to the Tanakhama, thank you. The Chachamim, the Tfilas HaErev, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. The Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Hey, that's the Machlokas, famous Machlokas, the Tanakhama of Yehuda. Ad HaErev or Plaga Mincha, what's the latest you can dab Mincha? Rashi comments, Ad HaErev. Says Rashi, ad chashecha, until dark. Okay, maybe. We'll see. That's what I'm talking about now. It predates the Chassidim. So Rashi says, ad chashecha, until dark. And then the Yehuda says, plaga mincha, Rashi says, ad plaga mincha, gemara parashah. So we know mincha means, plaga mincha is approximately an hour and a quarter before. Sunset's an earlier time. Fine, but that's the machlokes. But again, what I'm calling to your attention to is the statement of Rashi that Ad HaErev means Ad HaShecha. The first Rashi on the Chav Vav Mod Aleph, the first Rashi in the fourth parak of Brachas Chav Vav Mod Aleph. There is a pasuk, and it appears later in the Chumash in Parshas Tzav regarding Karbonos. And there the Torah says in Vayikra Parak Zion, pasuk Tev Zion, Vayikra Parak Zion, pasuk Tev Zion, Parshas Tzav, the Torah indicates that the Karbonos or certain actions related to Karbonos and the Karbonos themselves are to be offered during the daytime only. Pasuk says, again, Parag Zayin, Pasuk says Zayin. That's the second one. This one says, V'med o'nadom ha-zeh ha-kono b'yom ha-krivo es nivcho ye'achel u'imachor es anosim el ye'achel. So even the Karbonos, certain Karbonos you can eat for that rest of that day when you brought it on the following night, certain Karbonos you can eat the second day of the Korban Shlomo, the details of that are not that pivotal for us at the moment, but rather the phrase, B'yom Zerach Korbano, B'yom HaKrivo Es Zivcho, B'yom HaKrivo Es Zivcho. So on that Gemara, there is a, on that Pasuk, there is a Gemara in Maseches Menachos, Maseches Zvachim, Nun Vav, towards the bottom of Amud Aleph in Zvachim, there the Gemara says, Amar Yitzhak Bar Abudimi, Minayin Ladam Shenifsal Bashkiya Sachama. How do we know that Dam from the carbon that was brought during the day becomes puzzle at Shkiya Sachama, sunset? Shemar Biyom Hakriva Zivcho Yachel. Biyom Ashatazaleach Atomakriv. That's how the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that we just read. The parsha starts parsha Zion of Loyiko pasuk says Zion. Yom Akiva Zichor Amar has a drasha, and it says as Rashi explains, Biyom Shazavech Hatamakiv, Mashiach Shazavech Hatamakiv, Vahachi Yasimah B'chul Suka, Kach Motzah Simuga, Vahachi Purusha, Biyom Hakriva Zivcho, Shetehei Hakrova Uzvicha Biyom Echad. The Zvicha is the slaughtering of the animal, okay? And the Hakrova is the putting on the Mizbech, and therefore we have this principle the Gemara teaches here, Chodam Nifso B'shkiyah Sachara. Once the sun sets, days over, then you can no longer offer any part of a carbon that was slaughtered on that day. The Beis HaMikdash was not open for business at night in terms of new carbonas. So that'd be, and then Rashi deals with a different problem. He says, you put it on, it stays overnight there. We can do Zvika tomorrow. That's a detail. There's a long toast about that, which is not so pivotal for us at the moment. But what Tosis does say, in the middle of that Tosis, Tosis indicates that, again, the key time here seems to be Shkiyas HaChama. Sunset. Not when it gets dark, but sunset. Says Shkiyas HaChama. The Tosis says, the middle Tosis, Dimas Uminayin, V'yesh lefar Shkiyas HaChama hanu t'chila Shkiyah, kodem tzeis HaKochava. This doesn't mean Shkiyas HaChama when the sun is completely set and there's no sunlight left, meaning stars come out dark. Okay, when the ball of the sun dips beneath the horizon, it's still light for a while. It depends on the time of year, depends on your proximity to the equator, etc. But, you know, Tosis says, it's V'yesh what we call, popularly call sunset, was in the news, sunset, okay? Like the Gemara says in a different place, how long is it from Shkiyah Sachama to Tzeis HaKochavim? So one opinion says, Dalad Milim, 4 to 72 minutes, that's a whole other time. I don't know what's all that now, but that's what it says, and it's still daytime for things that are called daytime, and so on. But what I wanted to get to, what I wanted to stress, is, and he quotes the famous Gemara Megillah, that indicates it's still continued day, it's still considered to be called day. And therefore, Shkiyas HaChama there means sunset. And he says, a few lines later, it tells us, Hash the law becomes Shkiyas HaChama instead of Tainus. There's more in Tainus, Dafyud Beis, that Kol Tainus shall Shoko of Chama, Eno Tainus. The Tainus you have to fast until Shoko of Chama. And there, the Kabbalah of Dinah, Tzeis HaKov, it means Taket Tzeis HaKov. The Tosafot says that over here, it doesn't mean Tzeis HaKov. So, the simple understanding of this Gemara in Zochem, Nurvav Meralev, is a dam nifso b'shkiyas HaChama, in terms of any carbonas, including the afternoon carbon. And based upon this, Rabbeinu Yonah, back in our Sugya and Brachas, in the beginning of the fourth parak, in the page of the Rif, it's not Yud Ches on Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees with Rashi. Okay, Rashi says when it said in the Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, according to the Chachamim, Ad Erev, Rashi that means as chashecha, till dark, which means when the stars come out, till nightfall. Okay, but Rabbeinu Yonah, commenting on the Rif there in the beginning of the fourth parak on Brachos, Yud Ches on Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Rabbeinu Yonah, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Ein Lefarish Ad Yetzias HaKochavim. Doesn't mean until the stars come out. Shehu laila mamish. Zal kain is one member adara erev ha'amur b'kan enu ritzolam ala shkiyah tachama. Mishun dahocham inu b'zvachem. He quotes his Gemara in Zvachem. Minayin l'dam shenifso b'shkiyah tachama, etc. etc. Ritzolam lova. B'shkiyah tachama ve'elech eno zman zvikas dam tomen shal ben arbaim. I mean, once the shkiyah tachama has arrived, you can no longer sprinkle the dam from the tomen shal ben arbaim. U'tzilas ha'mincha hikineged tomen shal ben arbaim. Okay, tzilas mincha, at least in terms of the zmanin. Okay, whether it was, you know, that machokas al chof of a base, whether it was instituted by the avos, or whether it was by Ashek Zagdola, there's a combination, whether it's Zmanim for sure, come from the Ashek Zagdola, modeled a pattern after davening, or the tefillah, a davening pattern after Karbonas. So he says, the tefillah haminchah can I get tamash ben arbayim. The ikar tamid was vikas adam. The main part of the, you know, the carbon is the sprinkle of the dam in his bayah. The ikhehechesh is vikas adam. Ein zmana ela ashkiya sachama. Hachanam it tefillah haminchah. Sheniskuna kenegda. Ein zmana ela ashkiya sachama uvad. So many owners of the opinion that when the Mishnah says, according to Chachamim, tefillah haminchah ad. Erev means till shkiya. Not like Rashi until sunset. Then Machok Zushanim. Yeah.
Don't we learn, as I was confused about, the Avos and
Musaq
but we also learn that
Tfilas
correspond
right, okay.
to the Korbanah, but takes the place
right, based
on
the Korbanah.
So, which one is it?
No, so it's both. That's not a conclusion. It's both. The Tfilas Avos, the Rabbanah based it or patterned it after the Korbanah. But the point being, the Rabbanah is stressing, you see from that Gemara in Zrachim, the Afim above, the way he understands it, And the way Tosus seems to understand it, I showed you the Tosus, that's talking about Shkiyas Hachama, and Shkiyas Hachama means sunset, not like in Tainus, it means Sefer Chavim. So therefore, Mincha is patterned after Thomas Rabban Arbaim, and the Thomas Rabban Arbaim had to have the Zikas Saddam before Shkiyas Hachama, or actually sunset.
Did
so Mincha?
I
don't know what they did. Okay, we don't know.
Okay. Here,
right. What the Abbas did in terms of his mana, they probably dabbed earlier. But be that as it may, we have a Machokas Rasha Meliona. I do want to point out an interesting, there is a sugi in Menachos, that was in Zrocha, we were just reading, in Menachos, they finished yet Menachos? I don't know. Daphne finished Menachos? Not yet.
Not yet.
Anyway, so a couple months ago, they were on Daf Chof, so towards the beginning. So there, the Gemara speaks about Dam, and it has a statement, Dam Nisol B'Shkiyas Hachamah, not quite, but again, Dam Havel Rebuyah came Matik Chos, and Nisol B'Shkiyas Hachamah, it's Chof Amad Beis. Menachos there, Rashi, Tap Rashi and Chofman, Beis Menachos says, Dam Nisu B'Shkiyas Hachamah, the Ainu Royal Izrok Balayla. You see, Biyom Tavos is Menachos. It's another pasuk in that same parak in Tzav, same parak in Tzav, parak Zion, the very end of the parak, Lamed Ches. Asher Tzivu Hashem's Moshe, Marasina, Biyom Tavos is Menachos, Lahakiv is Korbanei and Lashem, and Marasina, Biyom Tavos, these daytime, so Rashi, here in Menachos, says, quotes that pasuk, V'dam l'mochar nisabalina k'damim v'mesech ezrocha perek ezim v'kalman v'nayim v'dav shev so shizcham v'tav l'mol v'yom akribo zivcho v'hosim of shaper and so on and so forth. Well, and it says why I have another pasuk, but Rashi says that when what's the issue? He says ainu roi lizrok balayla. Okay, so it could be that Rashi l'shitaso learns that Gemara zrochim when it says shkiyas hachama, it means the end when there's no more remnant of the sun, meaning when it gets dark.
Right.
So it's not necessary. Rabbi Yonah quotes that Gemara as a raya, so Rashi is Shitoso. Rashi in Brochas explains that an Arab means Ad Chashecha. Rabbi Yonah disagreed because he said, what do you mean? It says, Dam Nisul B'Shkiyas Hachama.
Yeah.
Right? So,
how does he know it equates so much?
Okay, that's a given.
Big
I understand that's a given, but it was modeled. But the Zmanim were modeled after the Karbanos.
Yeah, it was modeled.
But I'm saying we don't say that. You could say that Rashi here hints. I'm just saying that Rashi over here in Menachos Chofma Beis hints that even if you want to hold that it is completely modeled and it's the same, but he may learn the pasuk differently. But at any rate, we have these Rishonim, and it's a Machlokas Rishonim on this. On this topic, and I just want to show you that this is not, that this concept we are very used to is very ingrained by us to assume that by us those davenos of Ashkenaz Litvish background anyway is that the shkia is the absolute cutoff point for mincha, and you can't daven after shkia to the point that people raise the question, and the Mishnah Berurah, as we'll see, even says it, is it better? Let's say you're not going to get a minyan, okay? He till after shkia. You're in a place where the daven mincha after the shkia. Mishnah Berurah implies, we'll see later, it's better to daven be yechidus before shkia and forego daven the minyan after shkia. That's how far he takes it. You're right. That's what it applies. Right.
Like
it didn't make. Right.
Okay,
everyone, so let's see. That's why I'm looking at. Why is the Gemara not as clear as we'd like it to? I don't know. Yeah, but Arab could go either way. Arab could be go either way. Yeah, it's an Arab. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But you have to try and find parallels in other places. But yeah.
Not follow. Right.
Okay, so we'll come to that. We'll see. That's what I'm talking about. So it turns out it's a big machokas. So the just to give you some other sheetas, the Rav Yoh, the Rav Yoh, labeled Malay Tosas, in his commentary on the Masechet Tainus, in a tough nun ches. Okay, he writes, Perish Shaka Alavachama, nearly Shaka Legamre. Shkia means it is completely set. Okay? And he says, Kid'isabarash, as is the Gemara in Brachas, and he quotes the Gemara in the end of Ezem Makom and that Gemara in Zrachim, and he says, in Mashra there, the Hainu Tseisa Kohavim. So he certainly sides with Rashi. He says,
let
me wait 18 minutes. Tzeis when it starts, nightfall.
He
says when it says Shkia, it means
really
nightfall. There's no remnant of the sun anymore. That's how he defines it. And we're not even getting into now the two different definitions of Shkia. Okay, for our purpose this evening, we're calling Shkia what we call sunset. We look on the internet, we look in the newspaper, it says what time sunset is. That's sunset. That's when the ball of the sun dips beneath the sky. For a while, it's still light out. For a while, not that light, but it's still light. Again, depending on the season.
You can read a book 35 minutes after sunset.
Depends where you are. Depends what, you know.
New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm saying what time of the year it is and so on. But anyway, and the proximity to the equator, et cetera, et cetera. But be that as it may, that's something. The Rav Yoh, obviously is siding with Rashi because he says that it means Teis HaKochomim. Okay? Now, there is another Gemara in Brachos. We have that same sugya because the Gemara doesn't. It's one of the cases where the Gemara never resolves. Again, I don't remember there was a different opinion in the Mishnah.
Right?
He says it, but he equates it. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Zochar. Yeah, he quotes that. He says that's what it means. He's not like a Raniona who said that the case in Titus was different.
Right,
he equates it. Yeah, that's something. Yeah, yeah. Now
we have three models. Titus. Carbon,
yeah,
Dominic.
Yeah, yeah. Now, right, but he equates them all. Anyway, so the question is, which one does Tefillah go after? So Rav Yonah says Tefillah goes after bottles of carbon and not Tinus. Rav Yonah says, probably, they're all the same. They're all consistent. Now, at the end, and Daf Chavzano and Aleph, then Brachas, because remember, there's a different opinion in the Mishnah. One opinion, according to Yehuda, you're not even going to get into this discussion. Because according to Yehuda, you can only Dominic the Plag of Minchel, it was an hour and a quarter earlier. Much earlier. So there the Gemara wonders, so who's the halacha like? So that's really why it has a famous statement. Hashta, Loit Mahilchsa, Lo Kamara, Lo Kamara. We don't have a right either way, so David Kamara, but it's David Kamara. You can follow whatever you like. Now that's a whole discussion. What do you mean? Every day, every other day, choose for a week, choose for the summer. I don't go to that now. Not our topic time. But on that, that's the Gemara says. On that,
any other places where the Gemara says?
There are a handful, not too many. Yeah, not too many. It is. I agree with you that it's sort of a rare occurrence, okay, in our practice. But anyway, the Shibboleth Halakha. Yeah, I'm saying, I don't think, searching. I don't know. But anyway, just to look at some other Rishonim, the Shibboleth Halakha, it's a Memches, okay, and talking about this Gemara, right? The Hukba Batalmud Hashtag Loit My Hukhas Lo Kamar Lo Kamar, Lo Kamar Hu Lo Kabanan, David Kamar Avid Oda Kamar, Avid Pirish. Mishu rotsu is palmicha ad seis hakochavim. Harshus biyado. We show the haktim for the sabbath. Harshus biyado. Again, this is a simple explanation of the Gemara, and this is a quote from a few paragraphs earlier, a few lines of Abishem Harav of Abram ben David. We know as the Ravid. The Shulaket is quoting the Ravid that he says in explaining the Gemara, explaining this Gemara. Okay, he says by tefilas mincha of it Gemara. You can do either way. What does either way mean? You can seis hakochavim. Okay, meaning me shirotu is pala mincha at seis hakomer and shus biyado. And then I found, I had to find it. Why did you say for the helpless find? We'll get there later. In the tshuvas psukim, the tshuvas arrived. I have here the arrived. There is arrived on the Rambam, not arrived. There are a few different arrived. Just to know, sometimes there's some the arrived, the famous arrived is the Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, who wrote Basogas on the Rambam. And the Balei Nefer, I said his father-in-law was named Rabbi Avraham Av Bezdin. Aleph Beis Dalet. So he wasn't somehow got also complaining to Ravid. He's called the first Ravid. That was his father-in-law. Oh, that's Sefer Eshkol. Okay, and then there was another Avram ben David who was a historian. Okay, so but a Talmud Chacham.
One
Avram
in the second.
Yeah. Anyway, so he writes in Shuvas Pesachim to Kuf Tzadi Dalet. If you want to keep score, so he tells what his practice was. He talks to it personally. But Kriyas Mishra Arvis, Ani Nohei. Here's what I would do with Meir. He answered, you know, some people don't answer after Avos Olam, they say it together. He didn't do that. And I say, Shema Matzibur, and so on. I mean, he tells us some of his hanhugas were regarding Meirah. And then he writes, the Hukba b'Talmud, and as far as this issue of when to daven mincha, it's exactly the Shavuot like a quarter. Misharot says, Bala mincha, I'd say so, Kachavim, or Shu B'Yadu. So now we have another sheet, a prominent sheet. We had the Rav Yoh. Okay, we had Rashi. We have the Rav Yoh, we have the Ravid Balasogus, we have the Shmuel Halakhet, okay, quoting the Rav Yoh, the Ravid rather, and you know, that's what we agree. Okay, just to show a few other, the Sefer HaManig, Rav Rom Ibn Yarchi, Sefer HaManig, in his section on Tfilas Mincha, at the very beginning, at the end of Os Pei Aleph, in his arrangement, he says also, it's a Plaga Mincha, what is Plaga Mincha? Yud Aleph Shos Chos Yishah, or Via Ad. Ad Seis HaKochavim also mentions Seis HaKochavim. That's another one. Avram Ibn Yarchi. Okay. Avram Rav Nosson.
Where and when?
Chai Asher Chai B'Sof El Chamishi. So about what would that be? 1400. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Well, everybody's saying Gendavin to all these so far. We've seen all these people say Gendavin Mincha until today's Kochavim. No problem. The Orchis Chaim of Aaron Akon of Lunil, also one of the Rishonim. The Orchis Chaim in his Tzvirus HaMincha and Oz Aleph, he says, Alzeh Tim Tzvah Chokas and Yudah Rabbanim. The Rabbanim Amit Tzvirus Mincha to Erev Pirish Ad Tzvirus HaKochavim. Yudah Omer Plaga Mincha, Velo Abichal, etc. So, you have, let's say, a pretty strong lineup of people who held that way. You can daven mincha until dark, okay, until nightfall. Finally, in this group, anyway, the Rambam. We'll leave the Rambam out. I'll go Smaimani on the Rambam. Come back to the Rambam later.
Well,
Tosa seems to say Shkia. Right. That's what you
know.
What's that?
Well,
Tosa doesn't say it by Tzio.
Something about
Kabbalah.
That's right. I want to know about Tosa's and Tzio.
I don't know. I don't know what he said. Okay. But anyway, the Tosas and Menachas, and Tosas, the way he learned the Sukkah Menachas seems to be like the Rabbi Yonah, if you understand that the parallel to Tefillah exists. I don't think Tosas, it could be somewhere in Tosas those way, and I didn't see. Okay, but anyway, the Agos Maimonides on the Rambam of Per Gimel, we'll come back to the Rambam himself shortly, but the Agos Maimonides in Per Gimel, it's a commentary, it's Os Ches. Okay, in his presentation. Also, okay, again, we'll read the Ram himself later, and he says, and it says, like Rashi, that we're talking there about Ma'ariv, because the Zman of Ma'ariv is connected to the Zman of Mincha. The Zman of Ma'ariv is after you come along without Mincha. That's what he's talking about over there. Okay, so he says that you can't be Yotzei Kriyash Mashal Arvis until after Tzeis HaKochavim. And anyway, so in that piece, he also seems to suggest that the Zman for Mincha, the Ikar Zman for Mincha, is also Tzeis HaKochavim. So that's a whole a whole slew of people, important people, they hold. That's not my Shabbos.
Different shir.
Now it's interesting because the pashtus in the Gemara in Zvachim, like Rinyon is right. Because the pashtus is Adam Nifsel B'Shkiyas HaChama. Usually the term Shkiyas HaChama, usually kindness is true, it doesn't mean, but most of the time it's Shas. Shkiyas HaChama means when the sun sets. Yes,
that's the whole debate. What does it mean in Shas?
But
all these astronomers explaining the Shas.
At least for Tefillah. That doesn't mean they said it by other things. That's about to point
out.
But
they're saying that.
But listen, I'm saying the Pnei Yehoshua, right? But Pnei Yehoshua in Brachas on Chav Vav Mud Beis. He points out that there were numerous, there were different parts of the Korbanos. Okay? There were different parts of the Korbanos. He says, because of the Hainu Mishum, even if you want to argue that Dam Nifsal, that in terms of the Zrikas Adam, that had to be done by Shkia, Mamish Shkia, what we call sunset, I can grant you that. But the Rabbanon hold, but there was still a zin in the Nischa Tamid. Are you craving so later on? Okay? V'hatsiyos ha-shapir nami time of the Yehuda b'inu n'tfila b'inu n'tamid v'yula ozer bas n'chabel asher kol tolbak taras ha-tamid. It's only the offering of the Tamid, the Zvikas Adam, which was before. But the Rabbanon, perhaps that was part of the Chokas. How much of the carbon actually, so it could be that certain parts of that the parish was saying, it could be that actually certain parts of the carbon were offered afterwards. And even if Zvikas Adam had to be done mamish by Shkia sunset, Pchilas Shkia, but there are other parts that could be done afterwards. So therefore, since Mincha, who says Aretz Tfilas Mincha is modeled after the carbon, it doesn't mean modeled after every last piece, like you say. There were different things, right? There's other things. So that's exactly. So that's what the Pnei Yehoshua suggest. I didn't bring with the Shagat Aryeh and Simon Yud Zayin also seems to say like that. Okay. Actually, the Netziv.
Wait, the Hagos Nayonis and the Bnei Yeshua said the same thing.
Yeah, they also did say so. The Netziv and the Sefer Meromei saw that on Brachas, all on the same sugya. Okay, Brachas Chav Vav Mebeis Al Kaponim Machlokes Tanakami Huda Betzilas Samimcha. Now Tanakami Yolof Mitomid. Uzmanu Arbein Hashmashas, till twilight, till actual sunset. Rehuda Miktoris, There were other things that were done. So he says like similar to Yeshua, a little differently, nuanced difference, but it's the same idea. Bottom line is we have here an impressive cadre of Rishonim and the Chronim, you know, who all assume that the Zman for Tfilas Mincha is until Tzeisak HaChavim. Nothing to do with Hasidim, and nothing to do with, you know, the late Shkia or in the top. The Zman is Tzeisak HaChavim. However, again, not everybody agreed to that. In the very beginning of this commentary, the Madana Yontif, the Tosis Yontif, on the Rosh, the beginning of the fourth Parak of Brachos, I'll end it here somewhere. The first piece, right, in Os Aleph, he writes, Ad Erev Pirush Rashi Ad Hashecha, Ad Hashecha. Then he quotes the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yona, but it's clear that his preference seems to be, you know, it looks, I can't prove it, but, one second. He quotes Rashi, but then he more favorably quotes the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yona and says, Shkia Sachama means Shkia Sachama Bavad. Okay, so he seemed to lean that it's completely sunset. Okay, the Levush in our Chaim Sim Rishonei Shlamet Gimel seems to pass that way. Aloha, Rishonei Shlamet Gimel Sifal Kvar Yadata Tulis Mincha Keneged Tomei Shel Ben Arba'im Tiknua Uzman Tomei Shel Ben Arba'im Hu Haschalos. So the earliest time is this and this time. The latest time is at night. Meis Zvichas Hashemesh Ad Eis Hashkia means the setting of the sun, sunset. So the Levush also passes that way. The Minchas Kohen, which is an important sefer on Zmanei Hayom. And Mamar, the base parakut, also says that it means daytime, means skia, you know, sunset, actual sunset, not tunikas dark. And the truth is, the mashmos is that mitziv, because he said that's the machlokas, or perhaps the Yehuda and the Chachamim, but he also seems to lean that way. And the Rambam, okay, the Rambam, who obviously carries weight in this discussion, Parak Gimel, of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Gimel. Here's the language of Rambam, and you can draw your own conclusion. He says, Nog, Gimel Halacha Dalet, sorry. Parak Gimel, Avichas Tvila, Halacha Dalet. Holy Maratov, Shazman Mincha Gedola Mishay Shal Sumechta Teshem Echta, Zman Mincha Gedola Mishay Shal Sumechta, Ad Shisha'er Min Hayom Shal Revia, that's Plaga Mincha. The Yeshul is follows Ad Shetishka Hachama. Now, you want to insist and say he means the end of the Shkias Chama, but again, the Pashut reading of the word Shkias Chama means what we call Shkia. That's presumably what the Rambam is referring to, and therefore he too lines up that way. However, having said all of that, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, Shulchan Aruch is an Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Lamed Gimel. Oh, before I read the Shulchan Aruch, I left out one interesting piece. One other Rishon, the Maharik. Okay. Yosef Kolon. Yeah, it's Shorish Kuf Ayin Gimel. Okay. He also says Erev means Laila Mamish and so on. And he brings Raya's other place that says Kham is until says Kham is Mamish Yom. Okay. And he brings Raya's from Bris Mila and other things. Until Tzeisak Chavim is considered Yom, and therefore Al Kain Tomei Shel Ben Arba'im Nami Zman Havi Ad Tzeisak Chavim, and so on. So okay, so we can add into the list of those who hold that it's a din in Tzeisak Chavim. But again, we saw some say according to Rambam who seems to say it means Shkia Mamish. So how do we say in the Shulchan Aruch? So we look in Arachayim Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, that's Zman Tfilas Mincha, and Mechaber Reish and Sif Aleph. Mi shispalo tulas mincha lachav avshos mechal mala yotav ikers mano mites shos mechal mala ad halayla v'rabbanan v'udah plagam mincha shusol v'udah avshos chaser v'ya. So Chaber also seems to say ad halayla, okay, it means nightfall, and after he speaks about other kamaravid, okay, towards the end of the sif,
dark,
yeah, okay, and he says. The Ramor writes, Uladidan, the Medinas Elu Shinog, and his Pala Arvis, we plug a Mincha, and his Pala Mincha Harka, with the Ever Shasin Hak Yotza, the Mispala Mincha Arha Laila, the Hainu Ad Seisa Kochavim. Ramor writes, Mefurush, again, before the Hasidim, what does Arha Laila mean? Let's make it clear, he says, the Hainu Ad Seisa Kochavim. Here you have Mechaber and Ramor, okay, who both passing like a whole slew of Rishonim that we saw who said that it's that Mincha is not Mincha until nightfall. We saw plenty of said of Shkia too, including some important people. That's what the Mechaber and our Mokhah.
And the famous Rabbeinu Tam is talking about what activity?
So the Rabbeinu Tam is for, I mean,
talking about Shabbos.
Again, he's defining Shkia differently.
Right,
correct. He's defining it's part of the discussion, but he's defining Shkia.
Okay.
I just want to point there seems to be Now, if you take a look in the Prima Gaudim on that simon,
what's the Torah saying?
I didn't look up the Torah. I don't know. Take a look. We'll see. Okay, and the Prima Gaudim in that simon, Reish Lamed Gimel. So it's interesting. So again, but you see, again, as the Rizita pointed out, there's nothing to do with the Chassidim or anything else. This is the Mechaber Amor on the basis of many Rishonim. Not everybody, but the basis of many Rishonim. So the Prima Gaudim has a twin commentary, right? The two main poskim on the page in Aruch Chaim are the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. He has a commentary on the Mogen Avraham called Eshel Avraham, a commentary on the Taz to Rizal called Mishpitzel Zav, written next to each other. Same thing in the other volume, in Yoredeya, the main commentaries on the page are the Shach and the Taz. So the Shach Sisei Kohen, so the Prima Gaudim is a commentary Sisei Das. also on the Taz, Mishpitzel Zav. Okay, anyway, so that's the Prima Gaudim. So the prolific writer, okay, so the Prima Gaudim is the Eshel Avraham, the commentary of Avraham, here in Reish Lamed Gimel, in Sukkot Lalev. Just find it. He says it's a cotton olive. He says, okay. He says the rock mitzvah mukhol. Okay, well, I can't find the statement now, but here he seems to say that it's despite the ruling of the Chaber, I can't find this small print. But anyway, take my word for the moment. He writes that it means Shkia. Despite the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, many assume that it means Shkia, and that's what he seems to lean to here. However, there are two other places where he comments, and that's in Sun Peites, in the Mishpatot Zov, Sukkot Aleph, and in Sukkot Kuvav at the end of the Sukkot, both of those places, the Gaudim says it means Tesekov.
So what's the Peites
of that? It's just the Shachris, the Zvon of Shachris. Okay, both of those, again, the Gaudim, maybe there's a stickle steer in the Gaudim, but anyway, in two of the three places he says it means Tesekov, so we'll go with that. You know, one place he says the Tolman Shkia Zahala. It's interesting, the Maram Shik, with the Talmud of Chacham Sofer, where I'm Shik and one of his Chuvas, Simon Tzadi Aleph, writes, Mish'alti, okay, L'chavos Dati, Anosh Mishra Me'achim Mishpala Mincha Ara Laila, amazing. And he was there, so those people intentionally daven Mincha well after, you know, till nightfall. You go to a wedding, right, and the chup is over, and then some people make a Mincha, some make a Mincha from there.
What a strange question.
Right. So he says, are we allowed to delay? Kind of, it depends where, I don't know where this question came from.
Let me ask you this question now. So you'll ask Rabbi Shimon. I heard about some people who the maze is doing
motions
to Google.
But I guess we'll see why it came out there. But anyway, so Pishasu Poskin, if you're playing around, if you miss his mind, you can't correct it and so on. Anyway, he says, so Lamaisi says, okay, no problems. Obviously, it's come, but we have to understand why. Because, forget about everything else, isn't for many purposes the time between Shkia and Seis that we call Ben HaShemosh, it's a Suffolk. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. So why play around? You can't answer, what do you mean? All the Rishonim said it's okay. Right. And he said, what's the reason? So he just advanced an interesting point. He said, he's saying, for this purpose, meaning twilight until the exactly. That's why the whole thing is Rabbanan. So if someone says it's because something's Rabbanan, that's more difficult to say. But I thought this was very interesting with Ram Shik. No? He's saying that that's how they instituted the tefillah. I also came an interesting thing, just practical. There's a collection of Shalos and Tshuvos called Rav Ka'alim from Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. Okay? Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. So listen to this. It's Chelik, Or Chaim Chelik Beis in Yud Tes. Sheila, Zman Mincha Po Ireno Baghdad. What is the Zman Mincha here in good old downtown Baghdad? You know? Because on Roim, Kama Balabatim Po Yeram is Achrim Beshuk, Ubayla is Haknesses, Achar Kriyas Hamajrab. Okay, what is that? What is it? Magra, Mem Gimel with a little, you know,
that
a little
means, in that town, the local Muslim made an answer.
Yeah, yeah, well, here's what it is, okay? I checked with my son up. He's Arabic. He's got his PhD in Islamic Jewish studies. Whatever, so he had no Arabic. Anyway, so he told me, but firstly, he said Magra is just it's the same word as Myrith.
Right.
It's the guttural ion, like right. Sodom and Gomorrah. Right. You know, the guttural ion. So Magrav is just, it's like Magrav. It means sunset, basically, the setting of the sun. That also means the west. He told me that in Arabic, Morocco is called, that's the nickname for Morocco, because at one time that was the westernmost part of the Islamic Empire. So that was out in the west, that was the west coast. You know, so they called it. Anyway, the Maghrib would be, they would daven, they pray, the Muslims pray, and you can hear that guy five times a day, so you can hear the guy making the call, and one of them is the sunset. So that became a slang word, I guess, for. So he says, many people come to Achar Kriyas HaMagrav, after Skia, after we call Skia, he didn't call Skia, he calls it Kriyas HaMagrav. Okay? Even 10 minutes later, Mispala Mincha. Okay? And sometimes even 15 minutes later. So what's going on? There's not a new one. Ain't Chodesh Tachos Hashem. So first of all, he said he sent a letter to one of the Gaonim of Yerushalayim, Yedidei Rav HaChosm, Rabbi Eliyahu Mani, Ashok and Shom, he said in Yerushalayim, they daven 7 minutes, they had the Maghrib make noise in Yerushalayim also. Still do. Right? So, anyway, he has a discussion about it. But he says, at the end of the day, he says, he says, it's not an issue because it's Man HaSeis HaKochavim. So that was a Sfardim. And other Sfardim passed in that way also, the Ben Ish Chai. Okay? Again, they're not influenced by the Chassidim. Okay? This is the Ben Ish Chai. Shana Rishon, the Parsh Vayakel, Simon Zayin, Zman, Mincha, Nimshach, Ara, Lailo, Dibre, Chachamim. So again, we have many, many who hold this way against the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, against the, you know, against the common practice in the Kaf HaChaim and the same sin right from Gilsu Kor Pechet. What is then, what's going on with us? So the person who made the biggest deal about this is the Vilna Gaon. Now the Vilna Gaon is in Bir HaGroah. I didn't bring it. It's a long, long Bir HaGroah. It's in the Aruch Chaim, Sim Reish, Samach, Aleph. Okay. That's where he figures out the whole. That's right. That's that long. The Biragora. So he says it's a cut in your base, but sometimes they don't always number it. So that's where the Vilna Gaon has this long piece. Okay. It's too long to read inside. And he is insistent that Shkia is sunset against everybody else. And the Vilna Gaon carried a tremendous amount of weight. Okay. And basically under. He quotes and quotes some. Yeah, he has Gemaras and he has. We saw the Rishonim. That way. You're right. It was less. But he said he's arguing there that in the Tom, you know, about in terms of the Shkia. But he said Shkia is Shkia is Shkia. It's sunset. It's what everybody calls sunset. Yeruch Hashulchan in the same sin Rishon Gimel and Sif Tes. Dover Tamur Yesh Binyan said the Rambam Kosel the Sofa. The Rambam also said.
Okay.
He says, that's also heavy. Okay, he says, I don't understand why the Mechaber ignores the Rambam. Usually the Mechaber, okay, doesn't always pass like
that.
So I didn't see a rush.
He said he's going to pass
it. And I've been talking to him. But usually.
The Rambam says I hardly ever disagree with the Rish.
I know, but usually, even when he does, that's the Mechaber's derech, is usually when they do disagree, and he passes against the Rambam, he'll often quote the Rambam as a Yesh Omer.
Right.
So at least he'll defend definitely. Here, so the Aruch HaShulchan raised that question. It's in Reish HaMgimel, it's in Tess. Oh, Dover Tumul Yesh Bin, and said, Hinei Rambam Kosser, so is Hanu Atshkiz Chom. The Lama Kosser, and everybody shows to me, Zipa Al-Dika, is Mano Mitesh, so is a Mechna, Ad Al-Layla. Hare Al-Layla, Tzitz Chom, Harbe Achar Shkiz. And he says, the simple word in the Gemara in Zvachim, like the Menayoni, he quotes that too. The Dama Tavid is from Shkiz Chama. The Kamen Shatfila, he'd connect at Tavid. Mela shameless pala chashkir. They got a turk. Oh, yeah, he quotes a turk. Quotes about a lila. Avalashna gemara post what a erev. And as you said, okay, the al chashuchas in the word erev. Lashon Erev, Kolon, other things. It couldn't go either way. Okay? Now he says maybe it's because the Suffolk and Rabbanah, but he doesn't like it. Anyway, Sarach Ian Shalom, if you did by Rambam, the Lochain, the Aruch HaShulchan includes, Bevada Yesh Lochus Ledvarov, Velizahair Shalol Ispalo Mincha Achar Shkir. Aruch HaShulchan, he said, the Rambam said it, he doesn't understand why the Mechaber ignored it, and other Mishnah said a Pashup shot in the Gemara, and he hasn't mentioned the only goal, but I said before, the only goal makes a big deal about it. So therefore, for this reason, you know, again, many people are very, very careful to daven before Shkia. The only goal changed the world.
What does it mean? Some people say the Shulchan Aruch was accepted by Klal Yisrael, and that's it.
You're right.
Now he's saying, it's not it.
Sometimes, well, the Vilna Gaon argues not efficiently.
Besides the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah, okay.
Who else argues?
I don't know. You're right. The Aruch HaShulchan, and I don't know the history of it, but it shows you the power of the Vilna Gaon, in a certain sense, because the Vilna Gaon caught on, and the Aruch HaShulchan very often is defending what was the practice in the Vardak where he lived, and so on, and that was the practice. The only going turned it upside down. I mean, most of the poskim said the other way. The Mishnah Berurah goes so far as to write, but he says towards the end, he says, it's true. He says, some say till Shkia. Okay, he says, V'dar da'af sham ha'chaber ha'mo ha'mashal d'idan, d'ron v'spal ha'mar, v'achar t'chom mutu v'spal ha'mincha, filo achar Shkia, t'chom t'chom. Yes, poskim rabim shachokim is that. I don't know, poskim rabim. We saw some
he quotes
the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Lavush, Lechem Chamurus, that was the Tel I showed you, and I've grown, okay? And he quotes others. Okay, the others disagree. Yes, poskim rabim shachokim is that. V'daitam shachil smirch, urak kodam shkiz chama. V'lochein lechatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah, and of course in today's world, the Mishnah Berurah carries a lot of weight also.
But isn't that
Lachain Lechatchila Tzarech Kol Adam? He probably got away.
But he says
Lechatchila. Yeah, okay. But Tzarech Kol Adam Lizar Lispalo Kodem Shkia Tachama. Dafka. That's another. He says further. We should be done davening Mashkia. I don't know. That's what he thought. He says, but also it's Kashmir Menino. Umutov. He's going to say it right now. Umutov Lispalo Bizmana Bichinus. And Lispalo Achag Vatzibur. But the Yeved Yuchal Lismach Adas and Mekil is Balach Hashkia, and so on and so forth. Well, anyway, that Mishnah Berurah. Okay, and that goes back to another Shkia issue. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to daven without a minion. Okay,
that is the Mishachas too, probably.
Right, and that actually is my hope as well, because earlier than the Mishnah Berurah, Yaakov Emden. It was also before the Gaon. Yaakov Emden, in the Sefer Morik Tzia, that's a commentary on the tour, in this Siman Reish on the Gimel, he says, sometimes they don't have a minion, and he says, Lo yispal echidi kol sheyesh ot tashos to ha-mitzvos ara orev. Okay, he says, the mitzvah till nightfall, and wait, even if it's after Shkia. The loma tidcha tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, why should you push aside tefillah b'tzibur? Okay, so it's against the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, I mean, that's what he said. As you can imagine, the Chassidish poskim, for sure, disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. And there's the Michas Elazar, Munkacher, as in Shubas Chelek Aleph Sim Chav Gimel. He says, I heard directly from a Gaon HaKadosh Mishinavir. Right, that's from from the side, right? That's the Sanzit, right? So he says, Shamati Mipea Kadosh Admor Agon HaKadosh Mishinavir. So Diber Har Beinian Shur Bein Ashmoshes Vehikim B'Shem Rabba Agana Karsh Ben Rabshami Belzer. That's the name of the Belzer. I think he outside his table in Belzer. Anyway, he says Shalom Yeb Efshar Lachriya. I can't be Machriya in this, and therefore they're gone and they're Rishonim. And he says we can be Machman Daraisa to do before Shkia, but since David is only Rabbanah, we don't have to be Machman. Okay. Anyway, that he says it. It's interesting. We'll just finish up the.
But your Koveya.
Right, you'll always do it.
That's
so the Divrei Yatziv, that's the Kozenberger Rebbe, the previous Kozenberger Rebbe, right, called Divrei Yatziv. There's a collection of tshuvas. That's it. Kasuli Huda Habish. So he has two tshuvas, Chelek Arachayim, Siman Tzadi Ches and Tzadi Tes. At the end, he writes, The end of the study says, "Heruni b'sefer shari tefila b'dini mincha shekosav the mashem akosav amachaber al alayla haino atzesa kachovim v'zemuskam yosem me'arba'im poskim rishonim v'achonim." There are more than 40 rishonim v'achonim who say that way, and l'shita shas mekama kamos erachti kvar b'zeh tshuva l'kayim amidig. And it's not a problem. I don't have to think twice about it. And those who want to be biased, maybe the only goal is an important figure. But you know, the majority seems to say go this way, and that's the story. In terms of the machine, I just want to point out, it seems to me, okay, that it, you know, to go so far, in other words, those of us who come from a regular Ashkenazi, but Lithuanian background, so again, the Lagoon carries a lot of weight, the Shabur carries a lot of weight, the Arshon carries a lot of weight. So we're always, we always try at least to start with before Shkia. Okay, the Mishabura's jump to say that it's better to daven b'yachidus, that's a real jump. Okay, that's a real jump. I'm not questioning it, but a contemporary sefer Sharim Sharim Mitzionim Halacha, which is a Rishon Zalman Brown Brian on the Samach Test of the Kitzur. Who is it? Comment on the Kitzur. Heard of it?
On the Kitzur.
It's on the Kitzur. Yeah.
Where and when did
it live in Brooklyn? Not that long ago. Not long ago, but not that long ago. So, Rav Beis Medir Shari Tzion Brooklyn. Okay, this is published in Tashin Lamed Gimel. Not that long ago.
Rav Tabor gave me his.
What's that?
He gave me his set of
them. Oh, yeah? So it's interesting. The kids are. Well, so I think someone that Rabbi Tites, the older Rabbi Tites, once said that he took the Kitzur Horach and he made it not a Kitzur anymore.
He made it
the Kitzur, right. And he has the bottom of his footnote. Right, exactly. He took the Kitzur Horach and unkitzured it. Right. So anyway, he quotes this Mishabura. He has some of the makars. That's right. The makars. The kasa mishabura. The big bucky. The muta was spala chilim was not a hanu kodem shkim was spala chayim mitzvah was not. But lo tzion b'shara tzion shum makar was there. There's no footnote there in mishabura. Where do you get that from? That it's better than b'chidus. The tamuahu. The ha'itir is spala arvis b'plaga mincha. We know we let people daven ma'ariv early because they're not going to come back to shul. That whole the first mishnah in brachas. Right. They have a minion. All right. The Mishnah himself agrees to. Okay, why should you lose out? So, in any event, he says that, and Rabbi Yosef, also, of course, a lot of the course that I got from him as a true Chavidat, Chelek Bey, Chelek Hey, Chelek Hey, Simon Chav Gimel, Chavez, at the end of the Sikkim, Mitzvah and Amuchar, he agrees. L'spavol mincham od yom lifnei shkiyas hachama. He quotes everybody in that as always. Okay, but he says mitzvah menumuchar is not before shkiyas hachama. Ubetzibur. When we call makom, im shom l'spavol mincham v'intinu l'minyan k'yas l'spavol betzibur, rashroim l'spavol gam achar shkiyas hachama, shkiyas hachama, for X number of time and so on. That's a different detail. That tzilas betzibur is more important than he doesn't accept this chumash mishabura. So Allah HaLamayse, sometimes the shul is difficult with getting a minyan. Seems to me that if it's within a few minutes of Shkia, you can wait for the minion.
It's one of them. I saw a place where they worried about Shkia,
yeah.
And the Shkia Tzibur went as fast as he could. It was so ridiculous. It wasn't like every old neighbor say Rabba.
Right, that's also a problem. Yeah.
So you have that choice.
Right, sometimes you have to, you don't want to ruin the davening. Just a chumah meil dekula.
Right.
Anyway, those are some of the outline of the dinim, and we shall know that it's not just a few chassidim. It's a time, it's a practice. Again, there's no question, at least for us, to follow the on the going. Yeah, right. Exactly. Depends what your background is. It should follow, whatever your practice is. But there's certainly geishim good small. Many assume it's better to daven early. Why you play around for daven early? But sometimes you can't. So you have other reasons why you can make it. Okay. Well, Shavuot I've written Shabbos. I just want to, next Thursday night I will not be here. Parsha told us next week. Back by 8.